Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. We hope you and your family enjoyed a wonderful Thanksgiving. So now it's time to focus from the three games on Thanksgiving to the Giants game on Sunday. The Giants go to Cleveland to take on the Browns. Giants have won 5 of the last 6 meetings against Cleveland. Last time they played in Cleveland was 2008. So the Giants went into that game heavily favored. They were 4-0 at the time. They were coming off their Super Bowl in 2007, and the Browns weren't very good. Giants fell asleep on that Monday night, and they wound up losing the game to the Cleveland Browns. So a lesson to be learned. Yeah, there's only a couple guys left on the team, Eli Manning and Zach Diassi, from that game in 2008. However, the lesson that you can learn from this is to not allow a team that you're better than to feel like they have a chance to win the football game. And Cleveland's had some near misses this season. There was a game against the Miami Dolphins. There was a game against Baltimore in which they were right in the game up until the first half. And they hung around in their game last week against Pittsburgh until the Steelers scored a late touchdown on defense. So what are the keys for the Giants? Well, they need to build upon this running game that's worked well the last couple of weeks. But the most important thing is good red zone offense, which the Giants have not been great at in 2016. When the Giants move the football, and they will move the football because they can move the football, but when they get into that scoring area, don't settle for 3 points here and 3 points there. Get some touchdowns and put some pressure on this Cleveland offense to try to have to match them for scores. Because if the Giants can do that and jump on them early, it opens up a pathway for them to kind of roll in this football game and play with a lot of confidence. The other thing, I talked about the Giants running the ball. Cleveland has been anemic in every offensive category, including rushing the football. The Giants cannot be the get-right game for Cleveland's running attack, because then that will open things up for them offensively. Go in fast and early, and they can win. And that's my perspective.